Okay, continuing on in the Tzidkas HaTzadik, we are now up to Os Nun Zayin. And here Rav Tzadok characteristically has a very beautiful and powerful insight, and one which I think will stimulate a lot of thought. Says Rav Tzadok, Ha'agmas nefesh sheish l'odom al averos sha'asa, heim mamish yisurei gehenim al osa avera. So there's a lot to unpack here, even in this opening sentence. Says Rav Tzadok, that the pain, the existential pain, the shame, the regret that a person feels when they've done a sin, when they've committed a sin, when they've done an avera, this is a suffering. It's a form of suffering, and it's a suffering which can be categorized as being an element of, from the place of Gehenim, so to speak, from the other world, from the next world, from the beyond. That's how bad it is if you have pain about an avera. So just before we even continue, I think Rav Tzadok has already said two important things. Number one is that there is an idea, and there ought to be an idea. It's a good thing that there's pain, that there's shame when a person does a avera, when a person sins. Most people nowadays feel no shame, no compunction about sinning. I think it was decades ago that Rabbi Manas Friedman, the brother of Avram Fried, the famous Chabad Shaliach in Minneapolis, wrote a book, Why Doesn't Anyone Blush Anymore? Right? People aren't embarrassed. They don't have any shame. They don't have the agmas nefesh. So says Rav Tzadok, number one is that there should be a certain regret and pain that a person feels when they do a sin. But the second thing, which is maybe even the bigger chiddush, and this is really the focus of the actual piece, is that this pain is not just greater than other pains. It's different categorically, as we shall see as he's going to develop, that there are other pains that are bodily pains, physical pains, this worldly pains. But the pain, the shame, the angst that a person feels if they genuinely are upset that they sinned, that they fell short, that they failed, that they fell, that pain is not just stam, a pain, it's yisurei gehenim. It is a form of hell, a form of torture from the other world, from Gehenim. It's not this worldly. It's a shtick Gehenim. It's a little piece. It's somehow coming from the next world. It's a psycho-emotional, spiritual pain that is not bodily or this worldly, but actually comes from the next world. And in fact, he suggests, this explains why the Gemara tells us in Brachos Daf Yud Beis, HaMetzbayesh Be'avera Mochlin Lo, Ki Kvar Saval Onesh Gehenim. It says, this explains why the Gemara tells us that if a person sins and they feel bad and they feel the shame, they're genuinely embarrassed, again, something which is not a given at all anymore. So the Gemara there says that's a very, very good thing to feel bad about what you did. In fact, says the Gemara, you get forgiven to some extent. You don't have to have some other punishment. The shame is itself the punishment, is the form of kapara. And again, here, as understood by Rav Tzadok, there's something very profound being elucidated. And that is that the shame, here he uses the word not just agmas nefesh, but he's saying agmas nefesh and busha are now interchangeable and synonymous. The embarrassment, the shame that a person feels when they sin, it actually grants a person a certain level of forgiveness and atonement. Why? Because we assume that the punishments that people get, especially in the next world, are not intended to be punitive or vengeful, rather they're intended to be restorative or bringing tahara, bringing purification, purity, transforming, elevating the soul and the person. And if that's what usually would happen in the next world, says Rav Tzadok, what you see from this Gemara is that Davka Busha has the ability to grant forgiveness. The Gemara doesn't say that if Nebuch, a person has some other kind of a suffering in this world, you get that is a form of forgiveness for the avarice you did. There are all sorts of suffering that a person could have in this world. But says Rav Tzadok, in essence, it's not a coincidence that the Gemara never says, well, if God forbid you lost all your money, that is a form of forgiveness for your averos. No, it's specifically the busha, the agmas nefesh a person feels from sinning that grants forgiveness. And Rav Tzadok's interpretation of this is, at least in part, because that pain can be categorized in a very literal sense as otherworldly. They are yisurei gehenim. And therefore, if a person would have been punished after they died in a gehenim, in whatever hell means, they would have been, whatever Gehenna means, they would have been punished after they died for the Zavera. If a person had Yisuri Gehenna, he already suffered a form of Gehenna in this world, so then he doesn't need Gehenna in the next world, because he already had Gehenna in this world, and therefore that's what it means that it says that the busha of a sin can give you forgiveness. Says Rav Tzadok in continuation, averos shasa umit marmer alehem achasovol shiur gehenim hamagielo al ze baolam hazeh. Okay, a lot there. Says Rav Tzadok, what you see from this is that it's a privilege, it's a zchus, that a person will always have in mind the sins that they do. Now, I would add, he doesn't say this, but I would add, I guess it's obvious, there could be a form of this which is unhealthy and paralyzing, but if a person can keep proper balance and not become paralyzed by it, there's a tremendous benefit, and only a tzaddik will always have in mind the sins that he or she did, and therefore will always feel embarrassed, shameful, and regret for the sins that they did. And the reason that why that would be a good thing, you think that sounds like a bad thing, what a horrible way to go through life. You know, most of us, if we sin, we don't even feel bad. If we do feel bad, we forget about it very quickly. And he says, no, someone who is zochem in Hashemayim, a gift from heaven would be to always remember your sins. Because the more you remember them, the more you have akmas nefesh over them, the more you have bush over them, the more you will disassociate yourself from them, you'll more mitmarmer, at least in modern Hebrew means like resent them. And they will be more and more suffering, in a certain sense, psycho-emotional, spiritual pain that you're feeling, existential inner pain. And that is a form of, as I say, yisuri gehenim, not pleasant, but it's a way of paying off your debts cheap. We'd much rather pay off our debts in this world than in the next world. Just like we assume that the reward in the next world is greater than any reward you can get in this world, well, the punishment would be worse in the next world too. So if I can pay my debts off in yisuri gehenim in this world and never have to experience them in actual gehenim, wouldn't that be better? And therefore, says Rav Tzadok, that type of pain, and which is really not pleasant, but in a certain sense it's a gift, because that will save you from the more painful and expensive payment in the next world. That type of pain is the kind that only tzaddikim get to experience, because in a certain sense, it's almost a reward for the tzaddikim, that this way they can pay off their debts cheaper, as it were, in this world and not the next. He continues, and he explains, Ki ba'on shei olam hazeh mamish yesh mishpatim acherim, k'mosh amru zal chayei bonai umazonai, lo b'zchuta ta'im elsa, el b'mazala. Says Rav Tzadok, this is what the Gemara means in Moed Katan, Daf Chav Ches, that it says that the three things that people in this world seem to care the most about, their actual life, chayei, banai, their children, umazonai, their parnasa, their financial situation, those are not things, if they go up or down, that are, according to the Gemara, based on if you're a good person or a bad person. But rather, they're based on other extraneous factors that only God knows, based on mazel. Why aren't they, what does it mean? That's what the Gemara says. Rav Tzadok is interpreting this in light of everything he said until now. What does the Gemara mean when it says it's not based on zuchus? Means that the good or the bad that someone experiences in those three primary areas in this world are not, let's say if God forbid someone suffers in any one of those three ways, God forbid, but if a person would suffer, don't think that that's going to give you a mechila, that that's coming based on your sins, because everyone has sins, and therefore because I never suffered in one of these three ways, let's say my parnasa, therefore it's going to, at the very least I can feel better, because it's going to save me from suffering in the next world. No, says Rav Tzadok. These three things are this worldly pleasures. Everyone wants to live long, everyone wants to have a lot of money, everyone wants to have children and healthy and good children, etc. Those are this worldly benefits or pleasures. And Rahman al-Islam, Nebuch, if a person suffers, those are real suffering, those are real pain, no one's making light of that. But it would be this worldly pain. And it's just, you have to think very categorically, almost technically. Rav Tzadok was saying, whatever that is, but put it in a box and put it onto the side. Because, not because it's less important necessarily, but because it has nothing to do with Gehenim or Olam Haba. And therefore it has nothing to do with spiritual reward and punishment. It's something completely different. It's Dafka, the pain of sin, the Agmas Nefesh, the Busha of sin. That, and only that, is what's considered a piece of Olam Haba, a piece of Gehenim, and that's why only that is what the Gemara says gives you reward, gives you forgiveness for your sins. Because that type of pain is connected to your behavior. As opposed to the other three types of pains that people typically, Rahman al-Islam, could suffer, shortness of life, bad health, issues with their children, or the financial, that's not connected directly to the behavior, and therefore it's also therefore not going to grant you kapara. V'zesh amar David HaMelech, gam ki eilech b'gei tzalmavis, lo yirara ki ata imadi. And Rav Tzadok explains this very famous statement of David HaMelech in Tehillim, though I shall walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, because you are with me. And he assumes, Rav Tzadok, and I don't know if I ever thought of it this way, but it does seem to be a reasonable reading, and maybe it was just my fault for never thinking about it this way, but he thinks that Rav Tzadok is specifically referring, that Rav David HaMelech is specifically thinking about not just potential dying or fear of death, but being punished. Why would you be scared? Oh, it must be because it's implying that David was worried not just that he would die, but that he would go to Olam Haba and get reward. Why would you fear that? No, that David is talking about the possible fear that he would go to Gehenim and that he would really be suffering. So David HaMelech is saying, no, I'm not scared. So commenting on that, if that's the right read of the Pasuk, and I think that's how Rav Tzadok read the Pasuk, so he says, V'adi lo chashav she'a b'Gehenim lo'asid lovo. Come on, come on, says Tzadok HaKohen. There is no way that David HaMelech thought and was really scared or even had a reason to think he's going to go to Gehenim, such that he would say, but don't worry, God, I'm not scared because I know you'll be with me when I go to Gehenim. David didn't think he was going to Gehenim. Come on. And he, in fact, not only is it illogical, he says, no, the Gemara says that David was quite aware of his chasidus. Again, not here. Our topic is not now the topic of what is genuine humility and what is self-awareness and self-perception and self-confidence and where's the line between all these things. That's not our topic. But Sefer Tzadok, he thinks it's obvious and he has sources for this aside from just pure intuitive logic. Of course, David knew he was righteous. David did not think that he was going to Gehenim. That wasn't what he was talking about. Rak ratza lomar k'she'aholech b'Gehenim b'olam hazeh. No, says Rav Tzadok, David HaMelech wasn't worried about going to Gehenim in the next world. David was saying, I do not fear going to Gehenim in this world. What does that mean, Gehenim in this world? A living hell. What would be a living hell? The thing more exactly our topic today. This idea of experiencing some dimension, some element, some form of Gehenim in this world. And what is that, says Rav Tzadok, uniquely? The pain and the shame of knowing you did the wrong thing that comes from sin, of letting yourself down. That type of unique pain and suffering, said David HaMelech, and the assumption seems to be that David HaMelech knows he's not perfect, he also sins, says David HaMelech, so that I will experience. I'm not saying I'd go to Gehenim in the next world, I'm not a Russia, but I'm not perfect either, and therefore I will have some sins, and because I have some sins, I have a moral compass, therefore I'm genuinely ashamed and feel bad when I do sin. And that's a little piece of Gehenim in this world. It says, David HaMelech, about that, I'm not scared. Why? Ki ata imadi. And says Rav Tzadok, what does that mean? Ata? Ata eino madregas hashchina hanikra ani. But rather, it's a secondary level. Madregas kedusha brichu hanikra ata. Zeu imadi ki be'esa atzvos shemitzido hu hit arus lakach. Tzadok seems to be getting at an idea which is beyond me, but I think it's more of a broad Kabbalistic idea that there are kind of three relationships a person can have with Hashem. There's ani, when you and Hashem are one, that you have to be totally perfect. But if you sin, you lose that. But at least if you keep up the right perspective and you keep a relationship with Hashem, you still have that second person relationship, ata. And God forbid, if you're really distant, then it's third person, who? He, somewhere far away. So David is saying, Lo irara ki ata imadi. I won't be, even though I will feel terrible and I have that shame, I'll have a little Gehenim in this world, but you will always be with me, Hashem, David HaMelech says. I won't allow myself to fall into overt sadness and mar shchora, real depression over my sin, because that could lead to worse things. So here, this final point, piece, and this really brings us to the conclusion, I think it also has to be digested and unpacked. It's very, very important. What Rav Tzadok is saying here, you know, the little vort, if you will, about David HaMelech is cute, it's fine, it's nice, but I think more importantly is the broader point he's making, which is that even though he is endorsing that there's a importance and even a positive benefit to this kind of shame and guilt over sin, but it's clear that there's a very fine line between that and something which could be much more unhealthy and a kind of a depression. And that Rav Tzadok is clearly not endorsing. That's exactly what he's getting to at the end of the piece. The David HaMelech saying, I won't allow myself to fall into that. I'm not scared of that happening because Hashem, you're with me. I won't have atzvus and mar shchora. I won't fall into depression. So I think that, again, I'm not speaking now as a clinician or a psychologist, but from a religious perspective, Rav Tzadok is trying to say is that there can be a type of shame which is healthy and positive. And yes, there's a little bit of a risk to it because there's a fine line and you could cross over that line and it won't be positive anymore, but actually negative. I'm not 100% sure how to prescriptively describe the difference, but I will tell you retrospectively one way I think you can clearly tell the difference. And that is that the positive type of guilt or shame is the kind that builds you up, that motivates you, that pushes you to do better the next time. The negative type of pain or shame or embarrassment is the kind that pushes you down. That makes you not want to get up, that makes you not want to get out of bed, that makes you not want to try again. If it's holding you back, if it's pushing you down, that you're on the wrong side of it. you've crossed the line. That's the atzvos amar shchara we don't want. But if you can make sure that it's the kind that's positive, that you feel disappointed in yourself, you feel ashamed of yourself, because you know you can do better, and therefore you will try to do better the next time, that real pain, not just saying it, if you just say it and it's formulaic, it's not helping you at all. But if you really, really feel that pain, because you really, really know it's wrong, you really, really know you could do better, because you are better. So that type of pain is real. It's, in some sense, technically speaking, says Rav Tzadok, from the other world, it's a type of Gehenim, a psycho-spiritual pain, which is really something that comes from out of this world in a certain sense, and therefore it even serves a benefit of being like kind of a kapara that would otherwise have to be dealt with in the next world, but in fact, in this case, it's done in this world, and as a result, it has the benefit of giving you a certain level of forgiveness, and again, it can serve a very positive purpose, ata imadi, because you keep up the relationship with Hashem, but now with renewed vigor. I fell, I want to do even better the next time. I lost the race, I want to do even better the next time. If that's the motivation that it's giving you and impelling you forward and upward, that's the good type of agmas nefesh and busha that Rav Tzadok is talking about. If you cross the line into something that's holding you back, pushing you down, that's the kind of atzvos amar shchora that no one would want, that David HaMelech was saying he's not worried that he will fall into. So this is something we have to be careful about, that we shouldn't go in the wrong direction. But Rav Tzadok is clearly indicating that there's something very negative, not only emotionally, but even spiritually, about depression. That's not a healthy thing, not a productive thing, if it goes too far. But in the right amount of, in the right proportion, in the right time and place, it's not only appropriate because it shows you have a moral compass, but also can be very productive because it can compel you forward.